Strap on that saddle, kids. Killer K in the house.
You are listening to
I'm going to pull up some videos that I wanted you to check out. I really don't have much for today, to be completely honest. I have a couple things to talk about, but hope you brought some fire. I saw some good movies lately.
Did you?
I did. We'll just kick it off with this. We went and saw Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
How was it?
It was badass.
James Franco?
Yeah, pretty good. The special effects is where it's at, though. What am I looking at this for? It's sad the whole time. I felt bad for the monkeys, or the apes the whole time, though. It's pretty sweet.
What makes the difference between an ape and a monkey?
A tail, I think. Yeah. And their overall makeup, their look, but a tail, I think, is the biggest difference.
So the missing link would be a mape?
And... Well, it would go monkey and then ape and then something and then us. I think it's several things. I don't. Those extinction pictures where it goes from monkey to man. I think that's too simple. Hold on.
Did you hear that they found the missing link?
No, I did not. Is that true?
No, they did. I saw it on YouTube. I think.
Sweet.
Or maybe Google. Or.
Man, bear, pig. Holy shit. Okay.
Are we getting any fan mail yet?
Yeah, dude.
With my other channel, the Bear Cave Live,
yeah,
I've had thousands and thousands of letters.
Really?
I'm really actually bad on it. I don't...
You got letters?
There's not enough time in the world...
to answer all these...
questions. What track was that you played? We haven't been on air actually for 4 months now.
Really?
Yeah, it kind of sucks. We got a new landlord and they kind of suck actually.
So you can't play music now?
Yeah. Bastards.
That's bullshit. Where are the videos? Yeah, I just remembered. I was supposed to check my email, and I totally forgot. And now, yeah. I have no idea where I stuck those videos at.
And now we're talking about email.
Now we're talking.
I got the email.
Here we go. Links for podcast topics. All right. So the first one.
Does it say what is
it? Where's it says where's the octopus? I found this and thought it was badass. So I.
Oh, is it? I'm not gonna steal your thunder.
Go do it.
Is it the shape-shifting octopus? That's like a plant in the bottom of the ocean.
No, it's not that one. This one's actually in outer space, and it shoots lasers. So you'll see. And then the other one was badass too. Rise of the Planet of the Apes was freaking awesome though. I was angry for the apes. I wanted to cry for the apes. And then the end is super powerful. There's a couple cheesy spots, I won't lie. I just tried to watch Planet of the Apes with Mark Wahlberg last night. Because these are all remakes of the old, 70s.
So you tried
movies.
Watching the original?
Yeah, well, we tried to watch the first remake with Wahlberg last night. Mm-hmm. And I was, really tired from work or whatever, so I was tired anyways. But I couldn't make it through. And I think a little bit of it had to do with the actual movie. Maybe it wasn't as exciting because I know what happens, but this Rise of the Planet of the Apes is way better than Planet of the Apes with Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. And crickets. No, it's really good. The end, I'm not ruining anything by saying, I won't say it, but I just want... I won't say it because if you go to the movie, it'll take away from the experience. But the end is pretty powerful. What was that?
I have no idea.
Oh, my shit might be on. Nope.
Hey, will you text my phone?
Why?
Real quick? I don't know.
You don't know where it's at?
No.
What if I call it?
No, text it.
Why?
I don't. Just text one letter.
Okay. I sent it.
Message from Holy Gillitaka Goose, Portland.
What?
Well, I found my phone.
Nice. Colby Gillett, Goose, Portland. Your phone doesn't even get my last name right. That fuck. All right, so this is... we'll watch... I'll show you... since you probably know about the octopus thing, we might check that out, but...
Oh, wait, so I was telling the truth? I mean...
I don't know. Does this look familiar? The octopus video.
Yeah, it's the same video.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, it's fucking amazing how that octopus, it just appears. I got this video thing.
What makes a...
Are you going to be posting this video on our website?
I don't think so, but I'm going to start posting videos because, yeah.
We just talk about them so much.
Yeah, and I need to start taking photos at like every podcast bullshit thing because some people are like, who's there and all that good stuff. To answer your other question, we've gotten a little bit of fan mail. We have requests from a bunch of guests. I'll actually read some of the emails and then maybe we'll get some feedback from people and see, and from you as well, seeing who they want to hear from. But I'll show you some of the emails here in a bit. Forget the octopus video. But it's badass because it goes from like...
from plant.
You can't see it. It's fucking amazing. It goes from like looking like that plant to white, and you see it, and then it just shoots you in the eye with black goo.
With ink.
Then there's this other article I found. This is on BBC News, and it's about... it says a killer plant eats a great tit at Somerset Nursery, which is the tit is like is a bird. But this let's see. So they think this is only the second time that a carnivorous plant has been documented eating a bird, and not just like a carnivorous, not like the Venus flytraps. Like this is like an actual plant eating like an animal.
So it jumped at the bird?
No, I don't think so. That's the other weird thing. I think the bird is
The bird fly into the plant?
Yeah.
The,
yep. Exactly. Yeah. Or something like that. That or like some jackass just like found a dead bird
and stuck
like,
it in the plant.
Hey, I'm gonna make this plant look like it's eating it. You know.
Looks like kind of like a vagina.
It does. It's very vaginal. All right. So let's see. Let me pull up. Let me jump to the other Gmail and the share the candy at gmail.com.
Ooh, was that on?
And see. And see what people have said. Yeah, man, I need to check this shit more often. All right, hold up.
Are those all emails?
Yeah, I didn't check it for 2 days and it went apeshit. Like, I don't normally get that much, but in a day and a half's time, like, people, yeah. But I think half of it is Facebook.
Yeah, actually.
What are your gripes about Facebook?
Now? The whole chat thing? Maybe that's all cockeyed and I don't know.
I just wanted filler while I set the mic down. I could type something.
Yeah, no problem.
That was good. I like that. No, the whole chat. The thing off to the right,
You can't scroll through your users anymore. I think that's bullshit.
I don't like that. Yeah, dude. Okay, so most of these... All right, so are logged into the...
Which you can actually disable that.
Disable the chat thing on the right?
The Facebook bullshit on your Gmail.
Oh, on the Gmail. Sometimes it helps because it notifies you when...
Do you read every single one of them?
I'll at least read it in the email, and then if I want to see it. But half of the stuff is like, someone said something, and then it's like you have to go to the actual Facebook.
Someone is taking a dump.
Exactly. Oh.
That's you know, honestly, that's one thing that kind of sucks about Facebook now. It's kind of taking over people's lives, and... There's actually a disorder. I was listening to the radio the other day, and there's actually a disorder called checking, and it's people constantly checking their phones for updates from people.
Wow.
Yeah, it's actually a disorder of, you know, kind of like hoarding.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, you're checking your phone. Awesome. My point exactly.
I've seen people do that. I check my phone for other stuff. I don't check it for updates. Right on. Do you do that? Do you check your phone?
No, I still actually have a dumb phone. I mean, it's push button, not touch screen.
Oh.
Back from like 1992.
That's the way to go, man.
No, honestly, I want one of those big gray phones with the big black antennas,
you know? There you go.
From like the 90s.
Yeah. You could be out selling stocks on the street and people know that you're selling stocks because that was a businessman phone. If you had that phone back in the day, you had the money to have that phone. What's he doing chilling by the door?
He's just like crying by the door.
Oh, Louie's probably calling him.
Oh, no, now he's laying down.
Oh.
Now he's licking his balls.
I want to play.
His sack.
So I'll just go through a couple of these. Basically, I put us on this website for free that markets us to get guests. And, yeah, so some of the I've read through, like, half of them before, but I'm going to go through the brand new ones starting with today and just going backwards. Some of them are really lame. Some of them are funny. Some of them are really interesting, but it's just cool to read. So sure. I'll just kind of skim through them. So it's a website that you create a profile and basically
it markets you.
I'm going to say this. So this is the 10th episode. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about what it's been like so far. I've been working on getting more guests, but that's the hardest part. I throw shout outs on Facebook, on like Craigslist, whatever. I don't know if this is like extremely boring to people. I think it's kind of cool and fun, but I really think it's going to start to take off, like podcasting in general. But people just don't want to be a guest, like, or maybe there's a lot
of... Actually, I got Marcus the Great White.
Yeah?
Who actually opened for Tech Nine.
Sweet. Coming up?
Coming up, yeah. He's going to come on the show.
When does he want to do it?
He's off on Tuesday.
On Tuesday?
Yeah.
Next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday, yeah.
Well, let's do it then.
All right.
I have one scheduled next Thursday, but let's do a doubleheader that week. That'd
I'm
be
down.
Cool. But I don't. Maybe I'm asking in the wrong places because people just they're like I don't have anything important to say or maybe I don't know. I just want to have friends.
Think maybe sometimes people are scared of hearing themselves on a microphone.
Yeah. And you're supposed to.
Sometimes when I hear myself on the show, I sound kind of congested.
Well, you're supposed to hate the way you sound. I don't like the way I sound.
I really don't care.
The person who, like, listens to themselves and they're like, that sounds amazing, is a dick. Like, fuck them, you know what I mean?
I just have God's voice.
I had a guest on, and they just messaged me a while ago saying about how they sound all bad and stuff. I'm like, you're supposed to not like the way you sound. Like,
that's what I'm talking about.
You know, you just are. So anyways, in all honesty, just kind of desperate to have, because I want to have like you on or like, you know, someone else constant, like, you know, like we were doing that original four thing for a while there. And maybe it's just my bad communication skills, but that kind of like fell through. But I want to have someone else who's a constant with me as much as possible. And then we bring guests on. So it's like two people and a new person.
It would be pretty funny if like we're in separate rooms.
Oh, the whole. And not being able to see each other?
Well, like two of us would be in one room with a guest, and then we'd have someone just typing away, checking emails, and then we'd call them in and make them do stupid things.
Maybe we'll try that. Yeah. I almost like the idea of us all being in a different room and just talking. That would be weird.
It would be really interesting. Weird.
Like, we're all just, you're in a room. It doesn't have to be dark, but you can't see anyone else, and you're just talking into a mic, and you're having a conversation without being in the same room.
Yeah. Are we going to start recording, too, like live feed?
Video?
Yeah.
We could. I don't see much of a following at first, but we should just try.
What if we do like stupid stunts?
We could, but we're kind of limited camera wise because we're only shooting from the. But yeah, we could.
That is true.
We could do Ustream. You can do Ustream for free, and we can record and do that. A lot of people do that, but I just realized for the most part, the people that I think would listen. You know what? Fuck it. We are going to start doing that. We'll do it. Maybe we'll do it next time with Great White.
All right.
What's his name?
Marcus.
Marcus.
The Great White.
Marcus the Great White.
Yep.
Sweet. And he opened for Tech Nine?
He opened for Tech Nine.
Yeah.
And he actually has a legit CD. Like, I think
nice.
I might have it. Yeah.
Well, tell him if he wants. We'll throw his music up on, like, the podcast.
Yeah,
we'll,
man.
Yeah. Okay, cool, man.
Maybe playing it in the background or when he comes
on.
We'll
do it like for intro. We'll do like maybe we'll do a little break and play a whole song, and then maybe we'll do like one for an outro or something. That'd be cool. Yeah. It's all up to him though, because he has to give his permission. All right. So, anyways, so totally desperate for guests. I went on this site. I don't remember the name of it, but you make a little ad, and it's basically it's a calling for guests of all types. So there's been musicians that have contacted me. There's been a lot of authors, which is lame. Some of these you'll read, and they're like really lame. Well, but I'm gonna have some of them on because it'll be funny.
Go ahead.
So I'm just gonna start. I'll just like skim these first ones. I haven't seen at all. Some of them I have, but all right. Let's see. And I kind of want feedback from you, being like yay or nay, and then like if anyone's listening, maybe just email us and be like, yeah, I'd like to hear from that psycho, or yeah, that sounds cool, or whatever. All right. So this first one says, I have written a book regarding my 60-plus years working in the U.S. healthcare arena, 47 as a family doctor. The book, All Medicines Are Poison, is available in paperback, hardcover, and on Kindle, etc. In the last 60 years, I've been on radio, TV, lectured at many venues, and published numerous articles regarding the status of healthcare in our country. I'm available to discuss my book and my views regarding healthcare issues. And then he gives his email and a phone number. And then he has a website. I'm actually going to click on that really quick. It's called allmedicinesarepoison.com. And this guy's name is Melvin H. Kirshner. And he's a MD. So he's got a book. It's called All Medicines Are Poison, Making Your Way Through the Medical Minefield. I don't know. Sounds interesting to you or no? It sounds kind of.
I mean, it sounds kind of cool. Could we ask him about like other medications?
I mean, that's the thing. You could ask. You could go like, if you think about the medical field and what's considered medicinal, you could have the gamut at like, does this have any merit or something?
I don't know. Send us an email if you want to hear from this guy.
Yeah, that'd be cool. On to the next one. Let's see. A lot of guys are authors. So let's see. Go back. All right. So another author. Oh, I'm not doing this one. All right, so I'll just read the intro, and my head alarm went off, and I'm like, nope, not doing it. Patsy Henry, Bunnies author. Patsy Henry, or I guess her book is called Bunnies or whatever, but Patsy Henry grew up on a farm, but she never had a pet. That is, until her husband surprised her with a real-life bunny for Easter. I just checked out. I love bunnies. Don't want to hear from an author.
No. I mean, how long could that book be? My husband came home with a package. I opened it expecting a wiener, but I didn't get it. I got
this guy sounds cool. Maybe. I got an email from. Okay, so this is the website that I put the ad up on. So this guy actually mentioned it. This may be a scam. Hold on. No, it looks legit. It's just brief. I got an email from RadioGuestList.com asking me about being a guest for your show. I am a podcaster myself and would love to come on to promote my show and tell fun stores I have. What type of stories do you want to hear, Jake?
Well, I think before we even have anybody over here.
Yeah.
We should probably meet them, like, at a restaurant first.
A lot of these are going to be, like, on the phone, or maybe thinking Skype. Because I can put a mic up to my speakers, and then through Skype I could see them and just talk and then record their responses.
Yeah.
I don't want to have just anyone over. Good call. Yeah. I got a topic idea for later, but yeah. So I'll read a couple more, and then we'll move on. But, so this is someone I already contacted, and now they're just responding. I forget what her thing was. This is boring. I'm sorry. Please contact. All right. Oh, this is talking about sponsors. It says, "Hello, Colby. Hopefully you have booked some great new guests thanks to your free guest request submission to RadioGuestList.com. I just did what they... Oh, this is so lame. If you have, Can you please help us out with a quick honor mention or two about RadioGuestList.com the next time you have one of those guests on your show? We'd appreciate the publicity. Well, RadioGuestList.com, now that I've said your name three times, here's your spot. No, I haven't had a guest on from your website so far, so thanks a lot for nothing, RadioGuestList.com. You send me a bunch of people that want to be interviewed who write books like bunnies and some other psychotic shit about, you know, the medical minefield. And so thanks a lot, RadioGuestList.com. Go fuck yourself. That wasn't very nice.
That's horrible.
We'd appreciate the publicity. The more people that know about our free service, the better guests. And what is with... Oh, okay, I'm not perfect, and I know I don't always talk right and speak all well, but what is it with bad grammar? Like, you can't...
Because they're not using their auto-check.
They just sent me a thing, and it sounds horrible. All right, let's see. Oh, here we go. I like this one. Hello there. I'm Tanner Skinner, a 20-year-old male with more wisdom and knowledge than at first sight is perceived to my age. Attached is my book, which I would greatly appreciate you reading. And
what?
You okay?
Keep going.
Reading and letting me come on to your show. I write beyond my years from a very troubled past. I like this guy already. from a very troubled past. Absent father who was a drug addict, and mother who went to prison for sleeping with all my friends when I was 14.
Oh, we're booking this guy.
And left me to grow up fast. See, this is what I'm talking. Okay. I'm very intellectual and have strong opinions on many subjects. I am a Christian man, and some of my hobbies include bull riding and rodeo, as well as MMA. I studied Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Muay Thai and American boxing. I do cage fight and am extremely active and value myself as a poet with much to share. If interested, please get back to me, and I hope you like my book. It shall not disappoint. Thank you for your time. So what I'm going to do...
You gonna download it?
I'm going to download it real quick, but if I can get this file, I'm going to put this file up on the website at sharethecandy.com. Let me see. It's just called My Book. I'm not going to do this now, but I'll do it later. Yeah, so it's just called My Book, and the guy's name is Tanner Skinner, so screw it. We need to start putting stuff up. So I'll put that bad boy up there. Download it. Read it. If you think it's cool, we'll have him on as a guest. I kind of want this to be like sometimes we'll bring on people that you don't know who the hell they are. What?
No, nothing.
But sometimes we'll have people that are like listener-approved guests. That'd be cool.
Right.
Is he all right?
Yeah.
Are you just chilling?
Oh, he's doing.
Right on.
I brought my dog today.
And his name is?
His name's Harley.
He's very cute.
Yeah, he got into a little scruff earlier.
With my dog, the bitch. She is a bitch. I'm not going to lie. The Colonel of Curtis. Oh. Oh, hey, we got, Friday the 5th or 12th available. What's the date? The 10th? Shit. We may have a guest. Yeah, we'll have some cool guests on pretty soon here. This is kind of tricky, though, because trying to schedule people around other things is trippy.
Tangent?
Oh, right. Okay. So I was watching, because our last episode, we spent like a good chunk of time talking about like superhero movies and all that good stuff and superheroes. So in between then and now, another movie that I've seen, I think it's, now I forget what it's called. I want to say it's just called Superheroes, but I could be wrong.
Was it called Super?
It wasn't Supers or Super, not that one. This was a documentary. This was on Showtime, and it's about real life. It's a documentary about real life, people who dress up as superheroes and they go around and they try to stop crime and stuff. It's kind of cool. There are two dudes from Portland, Oregon that are featured on it. Now, they don't have huge speaking, but I'm going to try to look them up real quick. But they don't have huge speaking roles, but they talk a little bit. And what's shitty is it doesn't really follow them around. It follows around this dude from L.A., of course, and these like four roommates who all dress up as superheroes and go around the Bronx and try to get people. They'll dress one of the guys up who's kind of like littler. He can fight, I guess, but he's kind of littler, so they dress him up and they try to get him mugged, and they dress the girl up all, like, you know, sexy or whatever. Not really, but they try and try to get her mugged, and they don't ever get mugged. All they do is they find in the documentary, there's this person who's he's drunk, and he does a hit and run on another car that's parked. And they chase him down, and, like, they take away his keys, and he ends up passing out in his, like, Land Rover or whatever. And they're like, we're going to mail you these keys back, sir. We're going to mail your keys back to you, but you will not be out hurting anyone else. I mean, they did a good thing.
Yeah.
But I can only imagine this dude who's drunk off his ass, or maybe more than that.
It's like, God damn it, I lost
up,
my keys.
He wakes up from being passed out in his car, and it's like, I mean, where the fuck are my keys, man? Yeah, it'd be pretty funny. But it was kind of a cool documentary. But one of them is called Dark Wolf. He's from Portland, so I'm going to look him up. I'm going to Google him. I think his name is Dark Wolf. I don't remember what the other one was called. The other one was lame looking. I'll put.
Do they have good costumes?
Dark
or
Wolf.
Or do they dress up?
The Portland ones, I don't know if they did. The Bronx ones, and there's ones in. Okay, this is what's sad in a way. There were three dudes who walk around in Salt Lake. Their costumes were badass. Now, were they goofy? Yes, but as far as, like, I mean, they had leather and this one dude's face mask, like, weaved in and out. I'll put a link. I need to start making a note and put a link up so when we talk about stuff, we'll.
So my question is if they stop somebody.
Yeah.
And they pull out a gun and then just shoot them in the head.
Yeah.
They're dead.
Yeah. Okay, here they are. Okay.
Heroes in the Night.
So I'm on. This is on Blogger. Their page must be called Heroes in the Night. This says Hero Profile number 61 and number 62. Lunar Veil, which looks like a female, and Dark Wolf, which is the guy I saw on the documentary. This was the dude in the other documentary. And what's his name? Dark Wolf with Professor Midnight. Maybe that wasn't him. it was horrible. Lunar Veil with Zeta Man, also of Portland. Oh, there's... Okay, so there's three of them. I think we should have them on.
Yeah, I'm down. Let's
try to find
them. Yeah, and see why...
Well, what's really cool about this... I mean, first of all, I'll just... It's easy to see these photos of these guys and laugh. I mean, that's really easy to do. I mean, it's a mean thing to do, but it's you know, you're dressed up in a costume walking around, and you're like, aha, whatever. But, I mean, the more you think about it, and what this documentary did is these are people that are... they kind of... They're aware of the world around them, and they're pissed off about it. Like, they know that the police can't stop everything. The police won't stop everything because, like, some cops just don't give a shit about stuff. So, you know, deep down, it's like at first I wanted to laugh, but then I kind of realized inside, you know, inside myself, I was just like, I feel for these guys. Like, is it something that I would do? No, because I don't want to get, like, shot. You know, you come up on the... Because in one of the... In the documentary, they'll videotape drug dealers in this park, and they'll go up to the drug dealers with, like, a bullhorn, and they'll shout in front of everybody. Now, there's, like, three or four of them doing this. It's not just one guy. But still, they're taking a risk. They'll be like, we won't let you deal. Something like, they'll shout in the bullhorn in front of everyone. They'll be like, you think you get away with dealing and no one can see it? You think you're so slick and, blah, you know. And the drug dealer gets pissed. One of them, he'll come up, he'll be like, what'd you see? You didn't see shit. You didn't see shit. Go ahead, call the cops. And they call the cops. The cops don't do shit. And that happened several times in the documentary where, you know. So, I feel
I mean, you're dressed in a superhero costume. I mean, like, you're going to call the cops. You're just going to be like, why are you running to us?
And what's messed up is, like, yeah, the cops will approach the people dressed up, and they'll ask them more questions than they will the people that are allegedly, like, dealing drugs or, like, you know, scoping places out.
You're wearing a fucking mask.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Then it's awesome because there's people that are out there doing good, and then one guy in the documentary, he's from Miami, and I don't remember his name that he goes by, but what is it? God, his name was awesome too because it was so bad. But he basically spends most of the documentary talking about what it's like to be a superhero, but he's drinking beers during the interviews, and then he's hitting on women. And he's not attractive at all. Like, it's amazing. Like, and he
That's
had, like,
awesome.
He had a fucking costume that didn't go together at all. He had a cape and, like, tight spandex and this weird kind of coat. And then he wore, like, goggles. No. He wore something over his face, over his eyes, so you couldn't see his face so well. But he had it cut out for his eyes. And then he wore a German war helmet, like a World War II war helmet, that was way too big for his head. So you really couldn't see in his eyes. I'm going to try to look this movie up so you can see some of the characters.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, all right. So Lunar Veil and Dark Wolf, those appear. And they're at a Max stop right here. oh shit, that's a shitty picture. But I want to contact these guys and see if
how about just do a shout out? I mean, they're probably listening to everything in Portland, so
they won't. Maybe, yeah. Well, I'll shout out on this because they have they clearly have a thing. Let's see, Heroes in the Night Facebook. Oh, it's called. Okay, here we go. Did you see the Superheroes doc on HBO? What they, I saw it. I think I saw it on Showtime, but whatever. But it's called. I guess it's called Superheroes.
Word.
So they have their own Facebook page, Heroes in the Night. And it must be where. Is this from Portland, though? For the upcoming book? Maybe not. Hell. I will throw a shout out on here, though, and try to see. Yeah. Superheroes document. I'm going to try to look that up. Yeah. All right. So here's the German dude. Let's see if I can't get a bigger picture. Fuck, it's hilarious. No, where's he at? They didn't put him on here. So this chick's from Brooklyn. She's badass. This is a dude from L.A. I felt really bad for this dude. Here's a Bronx guy. So these two are from the Bronx. This guy's friends with that lame dude, and I don't remember his name. What the hell?
Wow.
That made no sense if you're listening. They're like, who are all these lame dudes? Let me look it up, though.
Real quick before we I want to kind of tangent on something real quick. You said you were listening to something yesterday that you liked. You texted me on the phone.
Oh, I was perusing iTunes, and I came across Bass Nectar.
What did you think of Bass Nectar?
I really liked it.
You really liked it?
And then I was like, hey, this is my favorite new electro. And then you're like, that's dubstep, buddy. And I was like, I know nothing about electro.
Well, I was kind of nice, and I always told you I wanted to bring you something. So here's the new Bass Nectar EP.
Oh, no shit?
The entire album.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet, man.
So if you guys want to check that out, just go on to iTunes or whatever. And it's called Bass Nectar.
Divergent Spectrum.
Divergent Spectrum, yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep. So, I mean, you like...
I got it.
You already got it?
Yeah,
you, oh, you fucking...
Well, did. I looked, I was like, the new one? I thought I had the new one, but I didn't know I had the new one. I just had to double compare notes.
You got the whole thing?
I have, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12...
Oh,
like
what a dick.
13 or 14 tracks. Sorry. Wow. You did good, man, but thank you.
Wow. Awesome.
Can I still keep the gift?
Yeah, go ahead.
Unless you want it back.
No, that's fine.
You have anything else?
Yeah,
can I trade this
I
for
do.
Another gift?
There. Here you go. This is the new Staten Warriors EP.
This is yours, or are you going to give this to me?
Okay. I wrote it for you.
Thanks, man.
I needed a backup.
That dick downloaded that shit. Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I've ever heard of Staten Warriors. Is it similar?
No, it's breakbeats. It's really, really, really cool. A lot of old school stuff.
Right on. No, but I think I've never really asked you exactly what dubstep is, but I know on the last podcast we were talking about the world of DJing and all that, and you said that dubstep is a bit simple for your taste.
No, it's not simple at all. It's just too, for me, it's too slow.
Too slow.
It's too slow.
So it's not that it's like repetitive. Is it? It's kind of repetitive
a
bit.
If you think about it, all music is repetitive. It all has a constant, I guess, chorus.
Yeah, like a hook. Yeah,
or a hook.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. But so you like some dubstep, but your main complaint about it is it's too slow, or it's too slow for you to DJ to play.
No, not at all. I mean, like here's the thing. I used to really hate. Hate's a bad word. But I used to strongly dislike. Yeah, I used to not favor too much to dubstep and all everybody who knows me knows this, but here's what I kind of thought about, and it's just like why hate or why dislike when you can just appreciate it for what it is. And so right now I actually am just downloading and buying all kinds of music, whether it be electro house or dubstep or psytrance,
right.
or rock or. It doesn't matter. I mean, as long as it's good music, it's good music. And so, that's pretty much my stand on it. So,
that's cool.
Yeah. Now, speaking real quick on music, before we go back to the superheroes, who was a band that you used to like, or we used to like listen to when we were growing up?
Oh no,
it's not Korn. But kind of.
Is it an album that I bought you? It's not Korn.
No, wait, I think you might have bought me this album, actually. The first album I think you bought me.
No, I know who you're talking. Are you talking about LB?
Yep.
Oh Jesus.
What do you think about? I mean,
I seriously previewed two songs
from what?
What from their new album?
From the new album?
Yeah.
Oh. And what did you think?
I don't remember. I didn't download it though.
Well, here you go.
Oh, sweet. Thanks.
I got you the new album too.
Sweet. Thanks, bro. Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit.
Now I know you listened to it because I saw your comment about it on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
You liked it? I mean, from what I previewed for it, it sounds like they went back to like, it's kind of like a mix between like $3 Bill Y'all and Nookie.
No, Significant Other. It's not Significant Other.
It's not, but it's not like the shit that they started coming out with after Significant
Other. Yeah, I think it's not. No, I think it is.
You do?
I do. Yeah.
You think it's just like the stuff after?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh well, maybe I don't know. I know I previewed it and I was like, yeah, I'll give it a fair listen. Though. I'll listen to the whole album.
Give it a fair listen.
But did you like it?
No.
Why would you give me something you didn't like?
Well, because, you know, I know that you have a mass collection of music as well as I.
Right on.
And it's something to have.
Jesus, what else do you... I didn't get you a damn thing.
That's all right. This isn't my show.
Well, this is...
So also, what's a hip-hop group that you used to like, too?
Oh, Jesus. A hip-hop group that I used to like or still like?
I mean, still, okay. Oh, no, I'm not going to say used to like, but...
Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang Clan?
Are you shitting me?
I got the new Wu-Tang.
That's awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Legendary Weapons. Thank you
so
very much.
So y'all check that out. We got Legendary Weapons from the Wu-Tang Clan. We got Gold Cobra, excuse me. Gold Cobra.
From Limp Bizkit.
From Limp Trisket.
Stanton Warriors. I'm going to edit out the Limp Bizkit part. I don't want anyone to know that I listen. No, I won't edit that out. No, I'll give anything a fair try.
Give it a try.
I like that's cool that you brought them up. I'm excited about the Wu-Tang Clan album, Legendary Way.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it's brand new. Yep.
And I'm excited about Stanton Warriors because with me, Electro's hit or miss, but most stuff you give me, it's all hits.
Yeah,
so
you know, I've been buying all music that's all bought and paid for, so thank you. Or, I mean, you're welcome. Limp Trisket or Wet Trisket, Limp Bizkit, Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
I got that gravel pit.
I'm going to try to play this. We'll get back to it.
Okay. And who else? Stanton Warriors, I bought you guys, and Bass Nectar.
Yeah, Bass Nectar's badass. I've listened to half the album so far, and I like it. Let's talk about Limp Bizkit real quick. What in your opinion? Because okay, they came out with $3 Bill Y'all, and
I thought it was phenomenal. I actually loved that album.
It was pretty. It's pretty. I mean, it's good. I mean, if you, not everyone's gonna like it, but I mean, when it came out, it. But that album didn't like make them explode. Like
no.
A lot of people caught on because of the single. They did the George Michael's cover.
Faith.
Yeah. And that was like their first like huge single, but there was a couple other good songs on there. But
Pollution.
There was one more. That's not it. I don't. Oh, it was like it was something violent in the title. I don't remember what it was though. In any case, though, whatever. So then, Significant Other came out, and like Nookie
and
was like the first single off that. And that album is like when they started like they hit big time because MTV started
huge.
Playing their video all the time on TRL and all that good stuff.
Do you remember the red New York Yankee hat?
Yeah, I wanted that hat at one time. Like yep. That's what I'm all kind of leading up to this whole thing of like, there's like this deep. Well, we can tangent off several ways on this, but I'll never deny an album that I've bought or owned. But sometimes you'll feel guilty that you were ever into them. You know what I mean? And Limp Bizkit's kind of one of those bands. I mean, when they were out, they were hot, but then after a while, I don't know what it was. Like, if you ask me, hey, man, were you ever a fan of Limp Bizkit? I'll probably lie and say no. But for a while there, I was. I looked for that goddamn hat. And had I ever bought it, I think I probably.
Man, see, you know, all I got was a knockoff orange one. And I wore the shit out that hat. But
Yeah. That was cool.
I had an orange
one. It was hard to find the red, dude.
Yeah.
It was hard as hell. I don't think I ever saw anyone, at least where we were from.
No.
Get one, but in any case, there's this weird thing that happens when you know we'll be specific, some musicians or bands or whatever, or celebrities for that, like actors, will blow up they'll be, you know, successful, like really popular, whatever. And then some of them will keep being successful and popular, which is somewhat rare.
Most won't.
Some will like burn out and like, you know, it's
can,
not.
Can I say an actor real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
In my taste, I mean, in my feeling, my opinion.
And is this someone who's like gotten burned out or like they're?
No, I think their movies just like he had a couple really good hits and then like it's just boring now.
Yeah.
I mean, I find it annoying. Will Ferrell.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. Like
our second guest on the show today is Will.
No, like Anchorman was fucking good. I mean, yeah. Anchorman was good. Yeah.
Did you like Step Brothers?
Step Brothers was all right. I mean, it was good.
I really like Step Brothers.
I even like Stranger Than Fiction. I liked that one. It was a different comedy for him. It was kind of serious, but you know, different. Land of the Lost.
I never saw that.
I wouldn't wipe my ass with that movie. That movie was horrible.
Was it geared more towards children?
No.
Or families, though?
No.
So it wasn't clean?
There were some innuendos in it, but I mean, it was a stupid movie. Like, it was.
I think it was because it was for families, though.
No, it wasn't at all.
Because actors, when they start off as adult actors or whatever, or comedy for adults, and then they gear, and I have proof, and he's one of them, and then they gear towards kids, they
fall off.
They lose something.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler and Jack Black are huge examples of that for me. They start off with humor more towards adults, and then they want to make more money by doing kids' movies because if you don't have an R-rated movie, you can have more people in the theater, therefore you make more money.
Right.
But they lose their edge, and then they try to bounce back all the time. And I think Jack Black can do it. For me, it's really hard for like Adam Sandler to do it. Although I have liked... So he's done quite a few movies that I can't stand, and
who's that?
Adam Sandler. I loved his original, like, okay.
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison is, and people hate this word, but I'm just going to use it. Billy Madison is a retarded movie, but it's fucking funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just classic. That's who Adam Sandler was. I mean, he can do like 1,000 different characters, and half of them are idiots, but it's amazing. Happy Gilmore,
awesome.
Fucking classic. Like, someone tried to tell me, because I was talking about, like, Dumb and Dumber, and I was talking about Happy Gilmore, and I was like, those movies are amazing. And they were just like, yeah, we'll go back and watch those movies now, and they won't be as good. I know what that person was talking about, because some movies you think are really good, and you go back and watch them, and they're dog shit.
Yeah, I just watched Dude Worth My Car, and that movie was dog shit.
Total dog shit. But, like, Happy Gilmore and Dumb and Dumber, although they are dumb, stupid, or dumb humor, or whatever, they are still fucking gold. The opening, okay, I don't think I've ever laughed as hard as when I saw the opening of Happy Gilmore, when he's doing the whole, like, all the jobs he's ever done, and his dad teaching him the slap shot, and his mom moving to Egypt because she hates hockey. When he smacks, that didn't teach my dad or that didn't stop my dad from teaching me the tricks of the ultimate slap shot. When he slaps that ball and smacks his dad in the head, that the sound it makes, I don't know what it is about that goddamn sound, but I seriously rewound that movie like 10 times. The first time I watched it, I hit play and I start watching it, and he hits his dad in the face with that ball just the way, just whack. I can't do the sound, but I seriously rewound it at least 10 times, and I was laughing so hard that like my stomach hurt, my face hurt, and this, fuck, when did that come out? 90s?
97?
Fuck, earlier than that. 95?
Like,
95, 96. Fuck, laughed so hard. In any case, but then, okay, so that's all golden. But then, you know, he did some movies, you know. And
What did you think of Funny People?
Oh, that's a hard one to call.
I actually liked it all up until, like...
I liked it up until he tried to, like, get that girl back.
Yeah.
And I wish he would have, like, I wish he would have died.
Yeah.
What Eminem in the movie is the best part. Because he's like, dude, person, I think you fucked up. I think you should have died. Actually, what?
I like the part where Seth Rogen's crying.
Which part is that? Like
when he finds out he's going to die and he's in the restaurant.
What? And he's like, will you please stop crying? People are going to think I'm breaking. Yeah, that was good. It was a really funny movie up until maybe he shouldn't have died, but I didn't like that he tried to go after that girl. I think
that ruined the movie for me.
He didn't learn his lesson. He didn't learn the lesson of you can have one thing or the other. Like, had he not been a douchebag and stuck, well, he didn't learn his lesson. You don't get everything in life. If you're super successful, he didn't get his one love,
yeah.
Like the girl he loved. Like he said, he could go off and fuck every girl that comes to his show, but he's not going to be happy. Okay, right on. We're going to take a quick break because Harley, what kind of dog?
Dachshador.
Dachshador has to do some business, so we'll be right back. All right, so I'm going to play the preview for the superheroes documentary. Here we go.
Every day when I put on my gear and I become Mr. Extreme, I'm very afraid when I go out there on patrol. The shift that I might be working, it could very well be my last shift. I mean, any of us can be shot, stabbed, rat-packed, run over, and so forth. I have a picture of Kitty Genovese on my uniform. For me, it's a constant reminder of why I've decided to live this lifestyle and take on the responsibilities that I have.
So that's a preview. It says here, filmmaker Michael Barnett traveled the country for a year to make this 2011 Slam Dance documentary. So...
Oh, shit, we're still rolling?
I'm just rolling because I'll use that for the actual audio.
Oh, word.
Did you catch the gist of that?
Yeah,
that
I did.
All right, so we'll just... Did you just let him out?
Yeah, I left the door open.
Okay. Can he get outside?
Yeah.
Okay. They'll be fine then. Oh.
Go play. Get out of here, dickheads.
Not you, shithead. Go play with him, Lou. Oh, it'll be so like.
They're gonna go play.
Right on. Well, yeah, we're kind of going back and forth. Okay, so to kill that goddamn superhero thing, I'm gonna do a shout out. I want to invite Dark Wolf on, and that where were they at? I don't remember her name now. But yeah, she was. Oh, Lunar Veil. So I'm just. Here's a shout out. If you dress up like a superhero, or if you are a superhero in the Portland metro area, and want to be a guest, we can totally keep your identity a secret. You can wear your costume or not. I just want to have you on.
No, wear your costume.
Yeah, wear your costume. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I won't expose her to your identity.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Even though your name is probably like Clark Kent or Bruce Wayne or Tony Stark or.
Peter Parker.
Peter, exactly. We won't totally sell you out unless the villains of Portland metro area are willing to pay for those real names. This is my question, though. This is what's really lame.
Are there supervillains in Portland?
Or not lame. People might say, oh, people dress up like superheroes and go out and try to stop. That's lame. So, blah, blah, blah. That's not lame. What's lame is that there are no villains that dress up.
So, actually, I'm gonna make this shout. You made out the shout out to all the superheroes. If any supervillains are out there, you know, send me a email at sharethecandy@gmail.
It's a Gmail right now, yeah.
And
I want to, yeah.
Yeah, send Colby the superheroes. I want the supervillains.
Right on. That'd be cool, though. But there's no supervillains interview
that are
for
aired.
This.
That are aired, you know.
Yeah.
They could be on the hidings. The secret.
What would a supervillain do, though? I have a shark tank, and I live with.
I have raging homeless people.
I don't know.
A pit full of homeless people.
I am gonna pursue this and try to get them on as guests.
Do it.
I think it'll be badass. Let's see. There was a good example. Okay, here's my perfect example of going back to like Adam Sandler. When he did Grown Ups to me. Did you see it? It could have been successful on. To me, I didn't like it, and I didn't like it because it tried to do two things. I thought it tried to be a film for both adults and kids, which I've seen movies that can do that. Uh-huh. But Adam Sandler has this type of humor where he can either be good with kids, like he was in Bedtime Stories. Did you see that?
I saw that movie. That was actually really good.
I really liked it.
Yeah,
it's
really
totally kid friendly.
Yeah.
And he tried to do. I think he tried to do a little bit of that, and then but he also tried to go with some like adult, you know, innuendo type humor, which some movies have done it successful. But I didn't think it was successful at all in this one. Like when the kids are talking about like ice cream and getting wasted and stuff, and like, I want to be chocolate wasted. I know some people thought that shit was funny, but I was just like, that's fucking wrong. Like, yeah, you don't want your kids to say, you don't want this little girl to say I'm wasted or whatever. Fuck, there was another. Oh, one movie that he has done, and it's been several years since he came out. I think it was like 06 or 07, though, but I really liked Click. Oh,
that movie actually, I cried.
I totally did, dude.
Yeah, I cried in the movie.
And I wouldn't say that that's necessarily family friendly, although it is, and I wouldn't say it swings towards. It's heavy.
It's heavy.
It teaches like serious lessons in it, like more or less like appreciate the life, time you have and treat people that you care about good and all that. But yeah, I mean, so he still has like the capability of making good movies, but he. Going back to like him and Jack Black or Will Ferrell, I think where they fuck up is that they start off like strong, being like these raw, you might say dirty or whatever, type movies, and then they go. I think their failure is when they go to kids' movies. Not saying that the kids' movies are failures necessarily, but then bouncing back and forth and then trying to do both in one movie.
Right.
So like Will Ferrell, I hated Elf at first, but now I watch it like after the second, third time, and I think parts of it are good. Right. At first, I hated it because I was like, "No, Will Ferrell's not dirty anymore."
Look up Will Ferrell real quick on IMDb.
All right. What's IMDb again?
Internet Movie Database.
Right on. I think that's the one I like doing shout-outs for.
Yeah.
IMDb, send me some goddamn...
sponsorship.
Or some t-shirts or hats or something, and we'll make that happen. Yeah. What was that? RadioGuestList.com?
Radio Cracklist.
I feel like a...
Radio Booklist.
If I really do get people on from that because of that website, though, I am going to feel a little bit bad, though, but...
Keep talking.
It's all good. It's all free, so. All right, so we're looking up Will Ferrell on IMDb. What are we looking him up for? His shit movies. Okay. I personally like most of his stuff, but I know a lot of people who can't stand him. Hey, you know what? Are you listening? Where are you at? You in the bathroom?
No.
Oh. Are they okay?
Yeah, he's
I personally like Will Ferrell overall, but I know a lot of people. I would say I probably know more people that don't like him than do.
Did you like Talladega Nights?
There's
parts of that movie that were great, and there's parts of the movie I fucking hated.
Yeah, I would say overall, no, I don't like it. Like, if it's on versus any of his other movies, except for maybe I don't know. I probably wouldn't watch it.
Lost.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, though, so it wasn't good at all.
No, it's garbage. I'll let you borrow it. I have
it. No, it's all good. I haven't seen it for a reason. I mean,
Kicking and Screaming, I hated that movie.
What's that one?
The soccer one.
Oh, I didn't see that either. Okay, let's see. And, dude, he has a bunch of stuff, like pre-production type stuff. All right, so...
Oh, I did see Megamind, though.
Is that good?
That was awesome.
I didn't see that.
Hey, go play. Go.
Everything Must Go. I haven't seen that yet, but I think it's roughly about like he comes home and his wife or someone has kicked out all of his stuff and kicked him out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So he tries to sell everything and start a new life or something. I think that's the rough gist of it. I haven't seen it, but the preview looks good.
Oh, I did see another movie actually recently too. And this is one of Will Ferrell's co-stars in a couple of his movies, I think. Maybe just one movie. I saw Dinner for Schmucks.
Did you like that?
No. I fucking...
Most people didn't like it.
I hated that movie. Did you like it?
I did when I first saw it because okay, for me, the only thing that saves the movie is Steve Carell's hobby.
See, that's the only thing that saved it for me, too. But besides that, I wanted to kill Steve Carell.
Yeah, the rest of it was shit.
I wanted to kill him.
And I liked... But I liked a couple of his lines when he said... what the hell? When he did the John Lennon quote, when he's like, "You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not." I like that. And the one about... He gets hit by the car, and he's like, "I'll give you $1,000. And he's like, no, you don't have to. Okay, $5,000. Okay, I'll give you $10,000 if you won't tell anyone that you hit me with your car. And he's like, okay, give me. And he's like, I don't have $10,000. Like, it's dumb, but I like. But, yeah, overall, the movie was
horrible.
It was really weak. But the mouse thing, I laughed so hard during the opening credits, and I was embarrassed afterwards because it's just like the movie scrolling over these little dead mice that he's made look alive and decorated in this like park scene, and I was just laughing as he was making it. No one else is like laughing at all, and it's like it's because no one's saying anything, and it's the opening credits. You're not supposed to be laughing, but I'm just laughing because he's like dead mice,
whatever,
mouses.
Let's go to his older stuff. All right, so oh, did you see this one? I don't remember him being in this one, but I did see the movie. It's called The Goods with It's with Jeremy Piven.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh,
movie.
It's all right, but it's really raunchy to the point where it's just like, oh, maybe I won't want to watch this. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that one then. Land of the Lost, no good.
No good. How many? What does it say on that? On any reviews on it at all?
Oh, it'll give a popularity. It's rated 5.3 stars out of 10.
Right there, critics' reviews.
Where's that?
Right, go up a little bit. Up, right there.
This one?
Yeah, click that. It
says 162 reviews. Oh, shit.
Just click one of them.
Okay, we'll go with the Chicago Sun-Times. Oh, this is Roger. He's such a douchebag. We'll click his. I'll click his, and then I'll do someone I don't know at all. And then, you know who I like for Raiders most of the time is Rotten Tomatoes. I don't always agree with it, but they have enough people to where it's normally spot on for the most part. We're still going strong. Okay, so he gave it 3 stars, Land of the Lost.
Users gave it a 2.
Yeah. He's given some of the worst ratings I've ever seen before, and then I've seen the movie become popular, and then he'll go back and re-rate it. You can't do that. First of all, I can't stand. Okay, although I give opinions about movies and stuff. I'm not making money by doing that. I'm just sharing an opinion. I can't stand people that make a living off of giving opinions.
Yeah, because it's your opinion.
You're judging artwork, and you are getting paid for judging someone else's life's work.
That's
bullshit.
That's kind of like I got pretty mad because I've been watching America's Got Talent.
Yeah,
and that show really pisses me off because. I'm not gonna say piss me off. Yeah. That show upsets me because there are a whole bunch of different talents.
Yeah.
What gives a judge the right to say that talent is better than that talent? If they're two different two entirely different talents, I just don't think it's fair.
Yeah. So this is someone I didn't know at all. Her name's Sarah Michelle Fetters, and this is from MovieFreak.com. She says The Land is a lost cause. So that pretty much sums up how she thought about. So most film rating, half out of 4, so not even a whole, yeah. Whatever. Well, I didn't see it, you know. Everyone makes like bad movies. You know, artists, you know, whether you're musician, painter, filmmaker, actor, whatever.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. I'm looking for more of his actual movies instead of
semi-pro. Did you see that?
Semi-pro. Yeah, that was about the 70s yeah. basketball team. It was not bad, but not amazing. He tried to ride the Ron Burgundy wave for too long. Like the whole, I'm an old 70s dude, yeah. You know, like.
Blades of Glory, do you like that?
I didn't see that. He plays a figure skater?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
No good?
No.
Stranger
Than Fiction was good in my book, because it was different.
I thought it was amazing. Yeah, it was good.
Talladega Bewitched. Nights. Bewitched.
I didn't see that. He was good in Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
Although it says here he's uncredited, but that's, yeah, he has a classic role in that movie. I didn't see Kicking and Screaming. Man, there's a lot I didn't see. Anchorman, Starsky and Hutch. Who is he in Starsky and Hutch? Big Earl?
Don't know.
I don't remember that at all. Elf, Old School. Well, the point about him though is that he's had like classic roles. Another thing about him though is when you're in movie after movie, you know, you're in 3 or 4 comedies a year. Like people are just going to naturally get sick of you.
Yeah.
Who is that? I won't even name names because there's a lot of people out there that kind of fit that. I will name names. For a lot of people I know. People that'll never see another Ben Stiller movie for that reason, just because he came out with like so many movies like so quick or in their opinion so quick that they're just like tired of it. And I think Will Ferrell's kind of like that same thing for them.
I liked Ben Stiller in Heavyweights.
Yeah, I did too. I like Ben Stiller. I won't. That's the thing, though. It's like,
Did you like Zoolander?
I did for the most. To be complete, okay. I have never seen Zoolander from start to finish. I've seen the first. I've seen the first hour in parts. I've never seen the whole thing, but I've liked what I've seen. I liked when he goes and he works in the mine, and like they're all sweating hard and stuff, and then he's like,
"Yeah, I remember that." Yeah, that
and
was,
then they're
that
in the
really
bar,
funny.
And he's like. I think I got the black lung. And he worked one day. Like, that shit's fucking
awesome.
That's
hella funny.
Or, like, when they're filling up gas and, like, they're just splashing around models.
Light a cigarette.
It's really, that's, like, really funny.
Did you see Zohan?
Don't mess with a Zohan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that, actually. That's a Sandler. Yeah, I did actually like that.
Did you like, what's that movie?
What are you doing?
Harley.
Aw.
Lou. Go play. Stop licking each other's wieners.
They're having a play date.
Hey, get out of there.
And they're licking each other's wieners. It's not your dog or my dog's fault. It's their height. Louis.
Oh, they're kissing.
Aw. They're buds.
We're friends.
Too bad your sister doesn't like to play with other dogs. She's a... Yeah. He's a good dog.
Go play.
Anyways.
Right on. Yeah, so, yeah. Movies. I'm gonna contact. Well, yeah, I'm kind of lost right now. I don't know what to talk about. But I can always edit. Oh, did you hear about the London riots that are going on?
I did.
Do you know anything about them? Because I don't know much other than...
Oh, humping.
Is he trying to get some?
He's humping.
Oh, he's too short. We'll get him a stool.
That's just showing dominance.
I have short legs, but I rule you.
We're just sitting here watching the dogs now. Keep that in, cause that's funny.
Yeah, I try not to edit too much, like unless someone says something that they don't want to be aired, or people use certain names and it could come back and be, you know, harmful to either party. So,
dinner tonight, you got plans?
My
girlfriend's working tonight, so
I think we're doing reheats, but I'm not entirely sure. Probably hot dogs, chili dogs, or something. You
want to
have dinner?
Well.
You want to stay and have dinner?
What?
I think we could have burgers. I think we have meat, and we have, like, potato chips, and we have a...
Yeah, because I don't know what time. I don't know what time.
So you have time to eat then?
Yeah.
All right, fuck it. We're having you over then.
Right on.
Yeah. There was something I wanted to ask you.
It sucks that Mimi doesn't like him, though.
I haven't. Well, I might try it one more time with him later, but Mimi is, like, really... She's not a... Okay, so Louie... I always say that Louie's a dog's dog. Like, he likes other dogs, and he likes to run around with dogs. Are they still trying to go at it?
Yeah, they're just playing.
And Mimi is more of a people dog, and she's also... She's a cattle dog, so she's a working dog. So that's why she, like, always wants to play fetch and all that good stuff. But see, yeah, Louie right now, he just wants to play with other dogs. And Mimi's not like that at all. Like, she'll chase Louie around because she's trying to bite him.
Yeah.
But she won't play... Like Harley and Lou are, like... playing like dogs play right now, but Mimi is not like that at all, and she's kind of a bitch that way, but I don't know. See, they're genuinely just playing. They're doing like that weird make-out thing. They look like they're biting. Aw.
Humping.
I'll get you. Oh, so do you know anything about like the causes behind the riots?
No, I don't.
You just know that they're gone.
Yeah, I know that they're gone.
And I'm kind of in the same boat. I've heard that it has to do with like police... Not necessarily corruption. A little bit of brutality. They killed...
They killed somebody, huh?
I looked it up. They killed... Let's see. Okay. So according to reports... Let me find it real quick. I just want to read this one part.
Hey.
Okay. So this is under... politics.co.uk. And this is just kind of going behind maybe the reasons behind the riot. So it says the Metropolitan Police and some senior officers especially also bear some responsibility. They have an unfortunate habit of attempting to cover up serious errors, especially when these have led to the deaths of civilians. In Brixton, for example, Smiley Culture, a local celebrity and reggae star, died during a police raid on his home this year. For many locals, this death has not been satisfactorily explained and remains highly suspicious. More recently, we have seen senior police officers resign over the News International hacking scandal. Okay, I know about that. So basically what happened was, do you know the name Rupert Murdoch?
No.
Okay, he's this Australian dude who's a billionaire. He owns a shitload of media companies, like News, more specifically. And he's the one that owns Fox News Network.
Oh, okay.
Everyone thinks of Fox News Network as like this huge American company, which it is American, but it isn't owned by an American. It's owned by an Australian, which is funny. So he's really right-wing, but... he's not like necessarily right wing like America thinks of right wing.
Uh-huh.
In any case, though, he owns a bunch of like tabloids and stuff in the UK. And what was happening with those tabloid companies, they would tap people's phones and have access to people's voicemails. This girl ended up now I'm very roughly like describing the story, so I might be missing some details. But this girl went missing. They tapped, and for some reason they had her phone tapped. I don't know why, but they did. And they had access to her voicemails. Some certain voicemails were left on her phone. And this news company, to keep the top story, had access to her voicemails or whatever. They deleted some voicemails. So somehow it made it look like the girl was possibly still alive by this company going into her voicemail and deleting some certain messages. That doesn't make sense to me, but that's what happened. It made like her parents or whoever and the police think that, oh, she's still alive because they didn't get these other messages.
Right.
So this all got discovered that this whole one of these news companies that Rupert Murdoch owns, was doing this. I mean, this is fucking like people think this, but the crazy thing is this is somewhat like the Patriot Act, where the government can like listen in on phone calls and shit. This is like that, but if like AT&T was doing that, so a private company that people give
money to.
Not the
government.
Right. I mean, it's wrong. I would argue that it's wrong for the government to do that, but for a private company to do that, that's even fucking worse, because they're just taking your money. They shouldn't be like have access to your personal shit. Like the government, you know, maybe to some extent, if it's to protect everybody, I would still argue that it's wrong, but you know, I would, you know, yeah. In any case, though, that might be why people are writing there. But I was going to ask you, maybe as a topic, because I've never been in a riot. I don't know if one can prepare, but just imagine you're somewhere, because that's the other thing about riot. I mean, it can happen at night, it can happen in the day.
Yeah.
If something just breaks out, people are going chaotic. People just start throwing shit. You know, the police are, like, nowhere to be found. There's looters, like...
Well, can you imagine if...
What the fuck do you do?
Can you imagine if everyone just started rioting against the police? Like,
they wouldn't have a chance, dude.
The police wouldn't have a chance. But at the same time, I think the police is one of the biggest gangs in America.
They are. If you look at it kind of by, like, a definition, yeah. They're kind of like a gang that seized and took over control to police. If you think... That's what a gang essentially does, like, or a mob.
Yeah.
If you watch, like Godfather or, like... what's that movie that you really like?
Oh, Bronx Tale.
Bronx Tale. They pretty much, they'll police their own neighborhood.
Right.
I mean, they'll make sure that, now, granted, you know, they do some corrupt shit, but at the same time, it's like,
I bet the police do some corrupt shit as
exactly,
well.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, but if there's someone new in the neighborhood that's giving everyone troubles, I mean, they're gonna handle it because they don't want people, you know, like, having problems
right.
in the neighborhood, you know. But Bronx Tale.
That's a good fucking movie.
It is.
Even though the bikers get beat down.
I want to watch it. They kind of get out of hand.
They pull a man's toupee off.
And they spray, give a toast to the host with the most.
Yep.
And then they spray the bar, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, what do you do if you find yourself in a position where...
I would hide, man. I would
yeah.
lock my doors up.
Because if it's like, you're either going to be one of three people, I imagine. You're going to be...
The rioter.
Someone who's a rioter who wants the chaos to go. You're going to be someone who's trying to stop it. Or maybe run away, and then you're, you know, like,
then you're gonna be the one who hides,
or you're gonna be one who's neither. You're not trying to stop it, but you don't want to be a part of it, so you want to get the fuck out of there. Like, that's crazy shit.
I'd
dude.
Probably get the fuck out of there, or maybe loot.
I've been thinking lately, it would be great if we had some type of machine that we could, you could just shoot it at somebody. This isn't a weapon. This is something that could capture. You know how they like put little sensors on people's heads and they capture like brain waves and stuff. Or they capture, like, what areas of the brain are working.
Right.
It'd be great to, like, be able to, without having to put that stuff on people, have, like, a machine that'll just, like, scan someone and monitor that. And it'd be great to look at people's heads when they're in a riot. Like, rioters. What are they doing now?
Harley's trying to be dominant and...
Give it to him?
And then he's trying to be dominant. I wish you guys could see this right now.
Oh. Yeah, but it'd be great to, I think it'd be sweet to look at people's brains and look at, like, the type of activity that's going on, like, when people are rioting.
Oh, for sure.
Like, it'd look, like, totally primal and shit, like we were, like, we're
apes.
Yeah. You gotta see, I wanna go see Rise of the Planet Apes again, so if you haven't seen it by the time it hits $3 theaters, we'll go and see it in $3.
I wanna go see X-Men. I know you can't get it now, but is it out on video yet?
Is it in $3 theaters?
I think it is.
We should go see it.
See if it's, see if you can find it.
The what's it called? The
First Class.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
I want to. I kind of want to see it too. Now they went way back for that one, right?
No, they started it off of the Wolverine movie. So it's a prequel to 1, 2, and 3, but it's 1, 2, and 3, in my opinion, suck.
Oh, yeah,
they did those so wrong. After this, you want to quit?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's still playing, so we should go check it out. It's at the Laurelhurst, Avalon, Kennedy McMenamin's Kennedy School, and Milwaukee Theaters.
Well, I want to see it.
And those are all like $3 theaters, so.
Yeah, whenever you can, I want to go see it.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right. Yeah, I think that's going to do us. I think we did our time.
So once again, shout out to those superheroes in Portland.
Yeah.
And Limp Bizkit. See you guys next week.
Later.
Be sure to visit our website for updates at sharethecandy.com. And if you have any questions or comments, or would like to request, email us at sharethecandy@gmail.com.